Before we get into our manhole, really quick, I just got a phone call from MoDOT. There's a 6,000-gallon white plastic tank out at the Hollister barn, old Hollister barn, and part of the top's cut out, and MoDOT wants to get rid of it. They don't want anything for it, but if he didn't know, he didn't have an idea what we might use it for, but if handy, and I don't know if sewer have anything or road and bridge, but if y'all are out there, would you look and see
what's in anything? It? Could you see what's in it? Been in it, or did they tell you?
He didn't tell me. I should have asked that.
Should have found out what's been in it, and then yep. We'll find some use for it. Oh. Nothing but tomato plants.
Yep.
We have an offer in front of MoDOT right now. MoDOT is discussing it with their peoples. We have an offer, 2 or 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago in writing.
Okay, back to agenda, manholes.
Okay, a while back, this commission approved a contract with Victor Rosetta to work on some manholes throughout different parts of the county to get them more flush with the surface. And you guys have already approved that, but it was unclear, certainly to me and to some other people, about whether that is going to be funded out of sewer sales tax or road and bridge funds. So Frank was concerned that you didn't know whether it was coming out of...
I questioned the fact.
And so anyway, so we went to the sewer board, I don't know, the last meeting, I think, or the meeting before, I can't remember now, and asked what they wanted to do, and they agreed to recommend to you gentlemen to pay for the project out of sewer sales tax money, but you guys would have to make that final determination. Obviously, you guys control the funds, but so if you guys are already clear on it and know how it is, then maybe we don't need to have a discussion, but I know I wasn't, so that's what
The motion's already been made and seconded and approved, so I don't think there's any discussion there, but there will be discussion about the two that you talked about earlier.
Yeah. So there's the issue of where does the money come from to pay for the contract is one, and then there's another
two
issue
questions.
Since the time that was bid, Road and Bridge has come back and asked that we consider adding 6 additional manholes to the project, and there are 3 in Heritage Estates, 1 in the Poverty Point area, and 2 in Taneyville. And so I talked to the sewer board about those as well. They're on Charles, the ones in Taneyville are on Charles Street.
Charles Street. I haven't been on that. I went to Dickens whenever those were raised or supposed to be raised, so I didn't know anything about
them. Can I ask a few questions just to... since we've been talking about this for a while. Mm-hmm. This whole issue came up because of some complaints we had with recently completed sewer projects, like I think Bee Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my speaking as one, because I, you know, obviously we haven't talked about this, my assumption was the ones that were affected by the sewer projects, the sewer sales tax would pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Road and Bridge is adding some, that's just because they need to be fixed, and they haven't. It's not a recent sewer project.
Yeah, that's initially. I think that was the understanding, is that some of the manholes would be paid for by the sewer sales tax because they were sewer project related, and some of the manholes were more of a road and bridge issue,
right?
Potentially,
right?
But there wasn't a clear line as which manholes were which. And so that we need to get some accounting of that. And then in the process, Frank asked if they can all be paid for through sewer sales tax, since it is a sewer-related
right.
issue ultimately.
So how many manholes are we addressing with this project, not counting the ones we've added to ask?
Okay, there's 82.
82. And Frank's requested for 6 or 7 more. 7 more, say?
6, I think.
6 more.
The number was split before, and I can't remember what the split was, but we agreed to pay that the sewer board be approached to pay for them. Mm-hmm. But the numbers were split for some reason.
Yeah. There
was, what was the reason?
You know? Well, it's because, in, like the ones in Bee Creek, they're saying, you guys might even be able to address this better than I can, because I didn't work on those projects, but my understanding was is that there was some thought that some of them were more, if you want to say fault, I don't know that it's a fault, but some of them are more sewer district fault, some are more road and bridge fault or problems, and that the ones that are more related to sewer district utilities should be paid for by the sales tax for the, from sewer and road.
Can I ask you this question? Could an argument be made that they're all sewer-related because they're sewer manholes?
That's the argument that we made to the sewer board, and they said that they were fine with that, with the exception of the ones in Taneyville. And they said since they don't even own a sewer utility in Taneyville, they would ask that you guys had the final decision, but they would ask that you guys consider, if you want to do those, to pay for those.
How many is those?
Two. But now here's the thing, is those weren't in the original contract, and they're kind of remote, out of the way from all this other stuff, so we asked the contractor if they're added, you know, whether he would honor his unit price, since it's, and he said that he would, that he would want $1,000 extra mobilization to go out there and do them.
So, because they're way off from everything else.
Yeah.
Well, considerable. Well, way off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, of the 82, you gave me a number. Were those two, that two in that 82?
No, it's 82 plus however many of these six we choose to
plus two add. From Taneyville.
There's four plus two in Taneyville.
Plus two in Taneyville.
Yeah, there's the six that they're talking about adding. There's three of them in Heritage Estates.
Okay.
One in the Poverty Point area and two in Taneyville.
Okay.
Well, I make a motion that we take care of that we let Sewer Board pay for all of those except for the two that's in Taneyville, and that we table those till we have further discussion on whether we want Road and Bridge to take care of that, or you want to just go ahead and let them do Road and Bridge take care of it, because there's $1,000 to go set up and all that kind of stuff is. Now, are they in court inside? Somebody's going to have to coordinate with this village of Taneyville.
Well, I assume these are county roads, if the road department's wanting to.
So your motion is to pay for the 86.
Go ahead.
86 with road, it was sewer yeah. district, and two with road and bridge money.
Yes.
Okay, and now here's the thing, too, is the original contract is for the 82. The six that we're talking about in concept, I'll need to prepare a change order to the contract so you guys can vote on that at the time. But
well, I'm going to make a motion that we approve the change order of the six.
Prepare it. Okay, that's fine. As long as they're at the unit price plus the $1,000.
Right. Frank, do you have any feedback? I'll second the motion for discussion.
We're not really experienced in raising manholes, so it's going to take a road bridge fund to fix those, but as far as experience in raising them,
I proved they're
not experienced.
So you're saying it'd be a best use of money to go ahead and let the contractor finish the project?
We had to design those.
I'd like to suggest we follow Sewer Board and pay for all of them out of sewer, and including Taneyville if it's outside of their limits. If it's inside their limits, then it should come out of their 25% money.
It didn't matter to me. Just however you guys want to do it. You could argue that it's a sewer.
If we can argue that they're all sewer, I think we'll take it all out of sewer.
Sales tax, so. It is a countywide sales tax. It's not a utility owned by the sewer district, but it is sewer, so a person could make that argument.
John, you got a comment?
The only thing I wanted to know, you know, we're going to raise these. We're going to concrete them, make them nice and flush. Mm-hmm. Then when the road's overlaid, at the sewer board meeting where this was talked about, he said, well, if you get them right the first time, Road and Bridge, I'll be able to take them from there. Now, is that going to be a true statement? Or?
Yeah, you all agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
Frank, I mean, is that unreasonable?
Anytime a road is overlaid, there's...
Better come up here and sit down or stand up or something to the mic.
Is your concern, John, that we're going to tap into this well again and say fix it again?
Well, I just see there are 20 of them down here that are being overlaid because they've been overlaid many times.
Okay.
That were. That was kind of the original deal. We were going to take care of Bee Creek and all those that were in that project. Road and Bridge is going to take care of the rest of them. Well, the sewer district said, let's get them all right. And then.
Why would Road and Bridge be responsible that if there's an overlay
going forward
that they grind out or whatever they got to do, that it's not
a problem? A thump, 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 thump. Like
Right. Typically, there's a two-inch over. So let's say we're talking a typical two-inch overlay. Then a riser ring would be involved in raising those.
I guess what I'm saying is working into your schedule where you have enough time to get all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to have to be raised that way now with concrete around.
Right.
Yeah, there's 4 foot square of concrete, isn't it?
It's a 52-inch diameter.
52, round. Or, I mean, yeah.
And then that, I want to mention that to you as well. I don't know that this couldn't be handled administratively, but I was making you aware of it just and make sure you guys are okay with it so that we do things right. But the contractor is putting his plan together on this, and he's requesting a couple of minor changes to the work. Like, for example, we had told them that they had to core a 52-inch hole, and he's asking if he can do a 50-inch hole. It really doesn't matter to me. It's going to save the same purpose, but if you guys are okay with that.
And as the engineer on the job, you're fine with the 50-inch bore versus the 54-inch?
Yeah, and then we had the steel in a grid, and he's wanting to put ring steel in it, which we're fine with. So I was going to just, if you guys don't have a problem with it, as long as we're comfortable with it, I would just put this information in the change order as well, just to document it.
If you guys are going to, I mean, from Great River, you're going to sign off on it, and I'm fine with my engineer signing off on it.
Ditto.
Okay. Yeah. So the motion is...
Yeah, we'll have to start over.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Well,
you just make it, because...
Well, okay, I'll withdraw my second so his dies. Sorry, I didn't mean to kill your motion like that. Chuck,
so tell us again what the sewer board recommended. Maybe that'd be
they recommended split. That the original 82 plus 4 of the additional 6 be paid for from sewer sales tax, and that if you guys wanted to do the 2 in Taneyville, that you consider paying for those out of Road and Bridge.
Okay. That discussion that we had, and I'm fine with that.
That was your motion.
Yeah, but here's what gets me is that we're going to have to pay an extra $1,000 for him to mobilize over at the Taneyville site.
Yeah, you don't have to do them. It's,
those two. Is there some other way to do those two separate from? I mean, if they're inside the city limits, they can be used out of their percentage of sales tax money, and doesn't make any difference to me. The sewer board has recommended that we go ahead and do that, but if they're outside and they say they don't have the ability to do so, $1,000 to set up to do a 50-inch square.
Yeah,
seems a little bit ridiculous.
Can we pull those two for further review?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go ahead and approve. Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve all but the two Taneyville paid for out of sewer dollars.
Second.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 So I'll get that change order prepared the way you discussed, and then get signatures on it.
Yes.
Okay. The more I think about it, these have got to be in Taneyville because it's a Taneyville system. It seems like.
They're Taneyville sewers, yes.
So, and you were on the same track I was, Danny. We need to see if we couldn't get them to agree to use their 25% money to pay for those two.
Do they have do they have some money available?
Well, they've spent some on something. I don't know if they spent it all or not on the generator or something recently.
Yeah, I don't know if they spent all their money or not, but I haven't let us work on that. I think in the past that they've let some of their money go back to 75%, so.
If the contractor's willing, he's going to charge us more to go out there, so surely it's not a have-to decision today.
Right. No, it's not a have-to decision. So, all right. That's that. I appreciate it.
Okay.
We'll follow up on it. And we've got a couple other items on your agenda. I don't know whether we can go straight to them or whether we need to wait till a certain time. Or
what are they?
We've got the Coon Creek Pump Station. John's on there.
We've got
11:15.
Got 5 minutes. What else you have?
And then we've got Herbieville.
11:30.
11:45. Listen, gentlemen, and I know it's part of our scheduling, but this is all pertaining to the same group of individuals. And I guess we need to wait for the time, but we need to set up the schedule where we don't take up an hour of these people's time and an hour of our time. with the same issues and the same people, and these are all sewer board issues.
Well, what, we need to talk to the girls that when there are situations like this,
yes.
instead of putting the three times, we put 1045, and then we can go to one. Yeah.
Well, I think but part of the deal is that they didn't know how long you got. The discussion was necessary on each item, and I think that is, and I you're right, when it's Great River, lump them all together.
Right. Just like Frank, he can do three or four different things. Sure. We don't have to time each one. Are there votes required?
There'll be votes required on both of them, I think.
What? Go ahead and give us how about if we have our discussion and we'll wait till our time to see if anybody is interested?
I can give you the Kirbyville discussion okay. really quick. You got the contract?
Mel, if I could interject and then I'll take off, leave the meeting. Randy's been to sewer meetings, Monday sewer meetings, in both dam site and Y Highway project. This Shorty Cooper Road, it's imperative that we get the contractor out of there so that we can start construction on that. He's told me he's made that request for close to a month now, and there's still some things in the way. First it was the smoke testing, and now there's some clean rock or something up top.
I know that we were waiting to get the force main passed, and that passed about a week ago. I'll check into it.
Okay. They say there's minimal conflict in the two issues,
yeah.
but number one, we can't even get to our road because it's blocked. Number two, I don't want to put curb and gutter in there and then have heavy equipment anywhere near it. I just need your assistance and so we can get a green light on Shorty Cooper.
I'll check on that today and get back with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Okay. Kirbyville, the way that project is basically set up, there's an intergovernmental agreement between the three parties, the county commission, the sewer district, and the village of Kirbyville. And it basically, it's a long agreement, but basically what it says is that the Kirbyville project will be paid for through an ERA grant and sewer sales tax. And the way sewer sales tax works is they don't have enough money to pay for the whole project in their 25% money, but the rest of it was going to be paid by 75% money, and then they would have to build that money back up to pay for it back over time before they could start receiving it again. And then once the project's built and it's clear to do it, then the project's going to be turned over to the sewer district to own and operate. But they'll operate it from day one, but due to the ERA grant, there may be a lap between the time you actually transfer ownership. Okay. In the past, when the sewer district has had a grant project, they have went ahead and paid the contractor and then applied for the to be reimbursed through the grant program, and then that keeps the contractor paid fast on a good schedule. And so what we're asking that you consider in this on this project is to do the same thing. When the contractor turns in their bill, and we just got our first bill, we just got through reviewing it and getting it approved at the village level last Thursday. But when they turn in a bill, to go ahead and pay the whole bill, and then to when the village gets reimbursed from the ERA funding, they just write a check back to the county. The sewer district's fine with it. Bob Paulson said that we needed a little amendment to the existing intergovernmental agreement. We don't have to do it, but it would get the contractor paid quicker, and I don't know that there's a big downside if you get. So that's what I'm asking.
I say we do it.
As long as the paperwork's good. So I mean, we have to drop the documents.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to write a check tomorrow without Bob reviewing a contract.
I'll work with Bob on getting an amendment, and then get it on your agenda as quick as possible.
I'll deal with that though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's. I guess we. So you don't. With that being said, you don't have to vote on anything.
We're going to vote on the amendment.
Vote on the amendment when you get
when
it to Bob.
Okay.
Bob will be back Monday. Okay. So he's. If you want to email it to Jillian and Bob, then we'll make sure he gets jumped on it.
Okay.
And then
Coon Creek.
You're good. I think it's close. It's a rounding error right now.
Yep.
I don't know if all of you are aware. Have seen the Coon Creek pump station there.
It's quite a deal, isn't it?
I hang out
there. Not a very pleasant place to hang out.
No, it's not. There's better places in the area.
But it started last September. So very large yellow valves were really part of that.
Are operated late.
operated air over hydraulic. They've been a problem basically from day one of the station. One of them came apart, needs major repair. So we got in touch with the factory or the company, and they said for $8,300 worth of parts, we could have them repaired, but we have to take them out and send them to the factory. And we're going to have, we can replace the things completely with a system that's 10, 12 years newer and much more dependable and less sophisticated. And
you have the prices on that, would you, Sean?
So it was around $65,000 for all four new plug valves, would be air operated only.
We've got four in the concrete station.
There's four pumps in that station.
And how many are broken right now?
Two and a half.
Because I thought I remember hearing from the sewer board. So you have two and a half broken. And if I'm, what you're saying is it's $8,500 to get to remake them.
That's in parts. We have to take them out and send them to the factory.
So let's just say it's $10,000 a pump to fix. Is that
more than that, probably.
More than that?
But these have been a problem since they were new.
Okay.
You can go back from the time that I happened to be the contractor that built the station. Or okay. I had it subbed to somebody, but they never. It's just the workings of them. So, but anyway, we started the process of trying to find something new or better that we could replace them with instead of spending $30,000 or $40,000 on the old valves. Well, we've come up with these new ones for about $65,000. We can replace all four of them.
That's just parts.
That's just parts.
Right.
For the valves and the, there's also a surge valve in there that would have to be put in the line outside the station. But kind of, you know, it was one of these deals we were trying to work towards getting something together we could bid out. Well, it's come to a point now we don't have time to get this all bid out. I do have a price, firm price on the valves from the supplier, which we gave Chuck a letter. That's a sole source deal.
I think I remember seeing that or hearing that. It's a sole source on the valve.
Yeah. I've contacted three contractors. So far, I've only got one price back to install these. But also in this, you can see the top of that station's all concrete.
Yep.
We have to have hatch doors cut in there to even remove these valves. Access was never provided when it was built.
Not good access.
Yeah.
Not reasonable safe.
Well, we have more access now than we had then.
And you guys have expanded what you got now.
That big stairway going in there, but then we need hatches over.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You got to have hatches to get the stuff in and out.
The way it's paired, we can put a hatch in between two and a hatch in between two and everything. You know, it's not that hard to get from.
So we're looking at the valve. What's your estimate for the, basically, you're talking about modification of that, the adding doors. What's that going
to
cost you?
I have not to exceed price on all the labor, the doors, the structure outside, the new piping into the wet well, the coring. Several things are involved, not to exceed $40,000.
Okay, so that's a $40,000. And then the cost to install the valve system, that's not...
That is that price.
Okay, so...
That's to cut the hatches, take the old valves out, put the new valves
put new hatches in.
Install the surge valve out in the yard, right?
So you're talking about $105,000, right? Approximately?
All the time, you got... 63.5,
63.6
on that. We're not going with this option.
Not going to this one?
No, that was very expensive.
So we're just doing this option, this. Okay, that's your 65, you're saying.
Yeah.
And then the sole source is...
That's the sole source.
That is.
Okay, that's the sole source, and then your contractor's about not to exceed $40,000. So the whole project, we're thinking, is not going to exceed $105,000. And the sewer board said, fix it?
Well, they told me so. If it was broke, you'd have it fixed. But now, I said, well, what's the problem? A little more money. And it's, like I said, we tried to put all this together in a package, and we just run out of time.
how soon do you have, okay, if we ordered the, you said you're waiting on, you've let three contractors bid, you've only got one price back of not to exceed 40. Do we have to have that answer before we can order the valve? Can we just release
No, I can order the valves today.
Okay. I think, and then let's encourage at least one more bid if we could do that. But
I think I've got another one coming possibly by the end of the day.
When you say one more bid on the labor.
The labor, the modification.
I don't think I'll ever get, this is not a job that everybody wants to mess with. It's a.
Well, I just want to make sure we get more than one bid.
Yeah.
Just,
well, I'm trying to do that.
I understand. I move that we approve the sole source vendor for the valve replacements per bid from, is it Melton? Who is that vendor?
Milliken.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Why don't you get another bid and then come back and we'll approve that next.
Okay.
I would like to see.
Well, I'd just like to get this on the way because absolutely. This is not an off-the-shelf item.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Huh?
No.
Appreciate it.
1 o'clock. Thank you.
Need to see you. We got Mr. Hoover here that needs to address the commission on administrative, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
See ya. Take care.
Thanks. Yeah.
See you there.
Welcome, sir. Come on up here, sit down at the table if you would. How can we help?
I've got some property over on the west side on Jones Road. And I mentioned it to your brother that one day I was going to have to talk to you, and I didn't know if I'd have to set up an appointment or what. They covered my fence for my I'm on Anderson Road, right on the corner. I'm on Jones Road. And when you go down the hill, my fence runs all the way down the side of the county road and then on the corner. They covered the whole end of my fence down on the end of my property.
Covered
filled
it.
Filled
it with
over
filler?
The top. Yeah, they filled over the top. Probably over a year ago, they had just about pushed over a tie that I had in. But now they bent metal post over. But they've covered that whole section of fence for about probably 30 yards. 30, 40 yards. I'm just wondering if we can get it fixed. And Danny, last year, I know the guy was running tobacco, so I'm not going to mention his name. Anyway, I stopped there and talked to the guys top of the hill because what they were doing is they were going down the hill and taking the dirt and supposedly dumping it in a dump truck. Well, when they got to the bottom of the hill, they went through my fence and just took the backhoe and dumped the dirt, and then they went on down and bent over steel posts at the end. But they've covered the whole end of it. If we could just get, I don't want them to take the field out because they filled that corner, but if we can just go over the field and down to the telephone pole,
let's
that's good
out
enough.
There immediately and get this thing repaired.
What we'll need to do so that we've got our coverage on it is we'll send Randy out, get pictures, then we'll take care of your problem. But Road and Bridge, Frank, I wish we'd have brought this up while he was here. They need to be aware of it. I know where he's talking about. I've been down that location. What you got a real steep bank on the right hand side.
Low, yeah.
And his fence on the lower side. And when they started cutting into the bank and the dirt started coming over, and of course they filled up their fence. This is another one of those cases where Road and Bridge run off and left a fence covered up and post bent over and didn't fix the problem.
Right.
So there needs to be pictures taken. Although you don't want to give any names, those names need to be turned in so that
we'll buy it from the work orders too. We'll
find out from
who's been out there. Well, I could, but I know the guy.
I know.
I could.
Well,
I don't know why he did it because, I mean, I've known him for years, but he went down and instead of taking the dirt, and they had a dump truck at the top of the hill. And I guess the dump truck was supposed to be down the hill, and they were going to dump into the dump truck. But anyway, they're up here. He goes down and turns the backhoe and busts my bottom barb and pushes it through the fence and then goes on down
Can
and bends over steel post.
I guess you're going to get Frank over right now. He's just probably across the street. Is that all right with you guys?
Let's do that, and then we'll get this settled up because this isn't right. And the fact that we have employees that leave them do this and then just run off and leave
Randy,
it for somebody else to figure out is...
Trying to get
burns
right
my
now. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
because I don't want them to take the fill out. But
yes,
just
sir, can you state your name for our reporter here?
Okay, Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, Hoover, H-O-O-V-E-R.
Thank you.
Thank you.
While we're waiting, I got another issue. You gave me, Danny, a phone message from Larry Russell.
Thank you.
A week or two or three ago. He had asked for you about a water problem, Walnut Shade area. You kind of passed it off to me. You don't remember it from the look on your face.
Well, well, if it on those messages, you know, if I okay. call them back or answer them or get them, and I passed it to you for some reason. Or,
yeah, and I called him and talked to him, and I got a phone call to return again to him. Yeah, I was going to run out there and look at it.
Redirect me on.
I don't have. I can't put my hand exactly, but there's a road. I think it goes down to Blancett Road, if I remember right. That somebody put in there at one time, and it's caused water to run on him, or something or other. I don't, anyway, I was hoping you might have talked to him enough that you remembered something.
I tell you, I'm almost sure that it was when I was leaving and Jillian got the call and somehow we, I don't know how you ended up in the conversation, but we got it to you instead of.
I'll call it here. We'll get that.
Okay.
All right.
We're off of Highway 86.
Jones Road.
And evidently we pushed some fill and stuff off of a steep corner and it messed this fence up.
Yeah, it covered my whole fence. You know where
did we talk about this last year, like a year ago or so?
You've never
talked?
No. It just got worse.
Okay.
What they did is when you come to down Jones Road, you go all the way down where the circle is and then there's it turns and go down the hill. It goes down the hill, real sharp corner. Goes all the way down the hill. My property runs right here all the way down to that sharp corner.
Okay. Did you say that was Anderson?
Yes, Anderson goes to the left. And I don't know what, I guess that's still Jones Road that turns and goes all the way down toward Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, when you go down that hill, down to the bottom of the hill, they filled. And they just kept filling over and they covered my fence up for probably 30 to 40 yards on a corner.
Were we building a turnaround, or did you know why the
no,
purpose of the
No, widened that corner.
Okay.
And they covered over the fence.
So the toe of the slope has covered your fence?
Yeah, because my fence was like here, and the road's up here. And they filled all that, and they just covered over the fence. First, up here, I had a tie, upright tie, and they bent it over, which, you know, kind of let that go. But then last year, they come down the hill, and they took and went through a barbed wire fence and dumped some dirt with a backhoe. Then they went on down and bent another steel post over here. So we just need to go over the top of that field.
What we'd like you to do is you or Randy or go out there, take some pictures. I personally would like to know, get those work orders pulled and find out. The gentleman doesn't want to tell on record who was out there because he knows them.
I know all the guys that was there, almost all of them.
Okay. So I would just like to find out a little more. It's sloppy work is what it sounds like.
What's your address, sir? Name and address?
152 Anderson Road.
I would
Ridgedale, Missouri.
He can take some pictures and stuff, but I'd like to. Do you have cattle or stock in there or anything?
Not right now. I've been wanting to put some cattle in there, but that whole fence.
Well, we just need to get it fixed.
I'm hoping
you can get it repaired as fast as possible. Don't let us slow it down with government here.
Yeah.
What would you like? I will have Randy go out and meet with you. What would you like as far as repair?
Right here where they bent the steel post in, like from here, you can go down to that telephone pole and don't take the field out of there, but just go across the top of the field and go down and by that telephone pole that's down there and attach to that fence.
Realign a section of fence?
Yeah. Nothing hard, but just drive post across here and take from here where it's, you can see where the steel post is bent clear over.
Okay.
And just take it from here down to that telephone pole, and from that telephone pole, the fence is still good on down to the corner.
Okay.
You're probably talking 30, 40 foot.
No, not a problem. Your phone number, sir?
334.
Oh, here. You're on the microphone.
Okay, we'll get that later.
Yeah. We don't need to do that. I mean, that's what happened.
But you can call me on my cell phone, and I'll meet you there if I have to in the morning, because I work at noon, and I go to work at noon.
Okay.
So I can meet you there. I can show you.
Let's make this a priority, Frank, as fast as possible.
That's what I'm saying, a directive to Frank to get this fence fixed.
I mean, if we're at fault, please just repair it.
Okay.
I mean, and it sounds like we're at fault, but...
Well, what they do is they said they just pulled that corner and moved it over because it's a real sharp corner, but they eventually just kept pushing and started covering my fence.
Okay.
You'll see up there. The last year they bent over steel post. And then halfway down the hill, they went through the barbed wire with their backhoe and dumped dirt in there, and I thought, well, this is not getting better.
Well, I appreciate you coming in.
Well, I thank you.
I would like to heard from you last year if I'd hate for you to be upset for that long.
I'm not upset. I just want to take care. I just want it fixed. I'm not upset at you guys, but I just didn't think it'd get worse.
We will repair it and also look into how and why it happened and why they thought that was acceptable.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. They just kept widening that corner. Like I said, my fence was here, and they covered the fence and push the post over and
let's get it fixed.
Okay.
Thank you guys very, very much.
Thank you.
But call me if you need to get a hold of me.
Okay.
You get some numbers out there. Okay. We don't have anything else till 1:00.
1:00, recess.
Thanks.
You bet. Hey,